at it here on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. The new state budget, as you have probably heard, has been put together. How does it impact you? Well, it depends on what it is you do and where you fit into the, you know, the scheme of things across the state. If you're a business owner, the real question is, where do you fit in as we slowly try to crawl out from this pandemic cloud, if you will? Wendy Block is the Vice President of Business Advocacy and of Member Engagement. She's joining me now. Wendy, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Always good to have you. All right, the budget. First of all, what do you make of the budget first blush? Right size, wrong size, too big, too small? What do you think of that? And then what's it going to mean for the business owners?
Right. So the budget is about where it's been. Typically, they did spend some additional federal dollars that have come down, these American Rescue Plan dollars, as part of this budget cycle. It's about a $55 billion spending plan, and it will take effect on October 1st. But there are a number of key wins for Michigan job providers in the budget for this upcoming year. So we're pretty pleased with how this was worked out. But it, you know, didn't come together easily. It came together after months and months of negotiations between lawmakers and the governor.
$55 billion. It does sound similar in size to me as a as an observer of the budgets and the money spent. But I wonder, does it concern you that all this extra money was spent from federal sources? Are we going to get used to that and think that we need to spend that money going forward and jump the budget to $60 or $65 billion? That'd be my concern, is that it, we get comfortable with that level of spending and then it's not available.
Yeah, and I think there are a lot of people that share those concerns, including the Michigan Chamber. Lawmakers have, a number of lawmakers have been pretty pretty steadfast in their push for using those federal dollars for one-time transformational projects.
Sure.
So there's about $8 billion left that still needs to be spent from this American Rescue Plan proposal. And I think, you know, we're going to see those negotiations continue, but it is very likely that a big chunk of that money will be spent on infrastructure, including roads and bridges and sewers. And that other things will be used for one-time projects, not kind of create ongoing long-term obligations for the state and its taxpayers.
All right, so let's talk about business interests specifically, which obviously is what the Michigan Chamber is here for. As you look at this budget, what kind of things do you like in there that help? I mean, let's be honest, Wendy. This pandemic has been brutal. A lot of companies that were here 18 months ago are gone. Some that were here even at the beginning of this year, you know, couldn't hang on. We keep losing them because there's so many struggles. But what do you see in here that you like that can help Michigan businesses, small and large, move forward?
Yeah, so the state has paid out over $4 billion in unemployment claims since the start of the pandemic. This is really unprecedented. And kind of adding to that situation for this 100% employer finance system is the fact that the state has paid out a high number of fraudulent claims. Estimates are upwards of $1.5 billion. They turned off their fraud software back during COVID and just kind of really got killed by fraudulent claims. So there's some money in the state budget to ensure that employers at least are not fully responsible for those fraudulent benefits and left holding the bag for those costs.
Yeah, that number's huge, Wendy. Billions of dollars, and they turned off the monitoring and just said, we're not going to worry about it right now. Is there any chance then? I didn't realize that. I find that stunning. Is there any chance that we recover any of that lost money?
Yeah, I mean, they're trying, but, the, you know, the people that are doing this are highly sophisticated. They're not even largely located in our state. They may not even be located on American shores. So there's some money in the budget to recognize that the state really screwed up. I think there's really no other or nicer way to put it. And to try to help prop up the unemployment trust fund, because, again, it's 100% employer financed. And if we have to borrow money from the federal government, that will trigger higher taxes on Michigan employers. So a good win there. I mean, certainly doesn't make the, you know, make it all whole and doesn't undo what was done, but a good first step. And we'll be advocating for additional dollars to be put towards the unemployment trust fund. But I think, you know, we also recognize, and you and I have talked about this, just the real challenge that employers are having right now in terms of their workforce and talent.
Oh, it's terrible.
There's a number of things in the budget that are intended to kind of help with some of those pain points. So $35 million to a Going Pro Talent Fund that allows employers to tap into dollars to get grants to upskill or train employees. There's some money for apprenticeship programs. There's some about $1.4 billion allocated to help lower the cost of childcare and to increase eligibility for people that are on or teetering around the federal poverty line. There's about $40 million for the Pure Michigan campaign. That's kind of the tourism campaign that we're all familiar with at this point. So a lot of good things here, and we'll continue to be advocating for additional dollars as the state begins trying to figure out how they're going to spend those federal dollars that came in earlier this year.
Sure. Wendy Block is here, Vice President of Business Advocacy and Member Engagement for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. You just mentioned $40 billion for the Pure Michigan campaign. That sounds like that's an increase because it was bigger than it was. You know, this has been kind of a lightning rod for some people, the Pure Michigan campaign. I happen to like it because when I travel, people remember it. I think it's a brilliant campaign, always has been. But where is that money-wise compared to years past?
So it's really fluctuated over the years. There were some dollars appropriated in this past year's budget for Pure Michigan, and the funding levels were down. We are disappointed about that because you're right. I mean, this campaign, it has been controversial, but it really has moved the needle in terms of out-of-state in particular, tourism dollars. You know, there is a match required, and so there is some skin in the game by the communities that want to be highlighted in this campaign. And, you know, we're pretty happy with that dollar amount. We got to get, you know, our tourism industry back fully on its feet. And really, you know, many businesses that were impacted by the pandemic. But I think we all know that the tourism and hospitality industries were especially hard hit and continue to be. So this, we think this is good news.
Well, I think it's good news. I mean, let's be honest, Wendy. We need positive reinforcement sometimes. And as hard as it, the pandemic has been on everyone, business owners and the tourist industry, everybody, I think Pure Michigan is positive reinforcement, right?
Right, right. So much of what has happened over the last year and a half has been outside the control of job providers. They've done everything right during the pandemic, but they were forced to close their doors in many situations for months and months on end. And they now need government's help in kind of getting them back on their feet. And, you know, that's hard for some business owners who have a lot of pride that they've never needed government to do anything to help them. But, you know, we are in unprecedented times, and sometimes that calls for unprecedented action on the part of state government.
Right. And sometimes you got to step up. All right. Wendy, I appreciate it as always. Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy and Member Engagement. Like I just told you, every company I've ever owned has been a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, including the ones we have now. MIChamber.com if you want to find out more, because I say there's no substitute for experience. Wendy and the team at the Chamber have the experience. Thank you as always, Wendy.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. Again, MIChamber.com, MIChamber.com. No substitute for that. When I come back, Dr. John Lott will be here. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hillsdale College serves four purposes: learning, character, faith, and freedom. Education and faith thrive in freedom, and freedom requires an educated people, a people of good character, to preserve it. Hillsdale College has been providing the education needed to preserve free government for over 175 years. It continues to provide that education today, not only to its 1,500 undergraduate and graduate students, but nationwide through its free online courses, its support of classical K-12 charter schools, and its other outreach efforts on behalf of liberty. Hillsdale's Articles of Association, dating back to 1844, commit the college to preserving the blessings of civil and religious liberty through the provision of sound learning. This learning includes the Constitution. Hillsdale's motto is pursuing truth and defending liberty since 1844. It will continue to fight to live up to that motto, come what may. Learn more at hillsdale.edu. That's hillsdale.edu.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My backyard.
Oh, your backyard. Try telling a bear that.
I did, and this bear talked back.
Talking bear, that's rich.
No, wait, it was Smokey Bear.
Smokey?
Why didn't you say so?
I did say so.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste.
No, boy.
He told me to burn legally and responsibly, and to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
And as always, he's right. You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Yeah, I know that now.
Thanks to me.
Actually, thanks to Smokey.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.